Wollen Sie mich noch kurz bei den Stimmübungen beobachten? Na gut. Sounds into the ear. Wake up, little darling. Smell the coffee in the ear. In the morning. Sorry. That was a mistake. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you in this radio tonight, where we have a Project X, which you can translate in our language into Project X. Now, I hope you are quite right this evening and have a good time with us together on FM4 on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Gerald Wotowa, which you, if you like, I mean, I don't have anything against it, you can say Gerald Wotowa in English, and I want to say hello to you, so I do it. Hello! And I want to say hello also from my companions. It's French companion, it's like a man friend. Knutzel and Hypo, which you can translate into Knutzel and Hypo. Well, they also want to say hello, but they can't do it because they have no mic, which you can translate into Michael or microphone. If you are here tonight, well, open your ears and put into the ears a watt stack to clean them up. Cleaning in the ear is very important because if you have something in the ear which could refuse any existence of, wave ignorance. Wave ignorance is a side project of Supertramp, the very famous band who did great songs like Silver Fishing or Check It Out Joe. And I want to say hello to you with a song you all know, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you know the song? Yeah, this is SS, you know, Jolly Friends, a very big and famous band of Austria. Have a good time and have fun, ladies and gentlemen. This is FM4. You're listening to Project X on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. Have fun! Well, that was Jolly Friends, and you're listening to FM4 Project X on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. This is Gerald Watwell, ladies and gentlemen, and if I talk in American, so I have this slangy jacking, you know, just like that. But it's still me. It's still me, your Gary. What TV? We say in America, if I'm in America, people say to me, what TV? Because they like the E on the end, the Y, X, Y extension. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big, big theme complex this night, and it deals with fashion. And if I say fashion, I bet you think of a lady who is fashion in personality. She has very much clothing in it, and she is very beautiful, and she will do the show this night. And she has two guests, you know, and first of all, I want to welcome her in the Project X studio of FM4, Janine Schiller. Janine, welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Wotowa. It's nice to be here.
Well, Janine, how are you today?
Well, I'm quite fine. I went to school in Karlsburg at the Collegium, and my English teacher was in the first 3 years Mrs. Kasut, and from 4th to 8th class till the matura, the A certification of ignorance, was Mrs. Landsberg. And thank you, Gary, for having me on the show. Well, it's no problem. And I want to talk to you about our theme. Have fun, Janine. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have very nice guests this night. And first of all, I want to welcome one of them. And we have a reason for him to be here. It's Thomas Brezina. Good evening, Thomas.
Guten Abend.
Thomas, you are a very famous book writer. You are a TV star, and you have shows for kids. Is that right?
Ja, das stimmt im Großen und Ganzen, aber ich definiere mich nicht immer über den Beruf. Ich bin in erster Linie ein Mensch, der mit beiden Beinen im Alltag steht, und ich habe auch ganz normale Freunde, die nichts mit der Branche zu tun haben. Und es stimmt, ich mag Kinder wirklich tatsächlich. Es ist nicht nur ein reines Vortäuschen, professionelles. Ich stehe zu meinem Beruf. Ich habe das Glück gehabt, mein Hobby zum Beruf machen zu können. Und dafür bin ich sehr froh, möchte mich bedanken an der Stelle. Danke.
So, Tom, the reason why you're here is, you have a new fashion line out.
Yeah.
And the design comes straightly from your heart. Is that right?
Ja, wenn ich das richtig verstanden habe. Und zwar, es ist so, dass ich mich schon lange mit Kinderkultur und mit Kindergesellschaft auseinandersetze, daher auch Bücher schreibe, die auf Kinder Bezug nehmen, die für Kinder gemacht sind.
Like the Knickerbocker Band.
Zum Beispiel, ja.
Yes, yes.
Oder das geheimnisvolle Gespensterschloss und solche Sachen. Und da habe ich mir gedacht, dass Kinder nicht nur gerne Bücher lesen, sondern sich auch gerne Gewand anziehen. Und es ist ja so, dass das Gewand für Kinder meistens von erwachsenen Menschen gemacht wird, die nicht wissen, was für Bedürfnisse, was für Ansprüche, was für Wünsche Kinder haben. Und ich habe nun mal das Glück, was Pech manchmal, aber in erster Linie das Glück für mich, mich in die Seele von Kindern hineindenken zu können. Das heißt, ich kann mir sehr gut vorstellen, versinnbildlichen, sowohl was wollen Kinder lesen und was für Abenteuer würden sie gerne lesen, aber auch, was würden Kinder gerne für Gewand tragen.
Well, thank you, Thomas Brezina. It's very nice to have you in the show, and I want to introduce you to the second guest this night. It is.
Ich bin neugierig.
It is, a great, famous musician, talkmaster, and you have a book out, but we will deal this theme later. Welcome, Reinhard Fendrich. Hello.
Hello.
Reinhard, how are you doing?
Thanks, I'm fine.
So, you quitted the show, the Herzblatt show, the Heartblade show?
Yes, I quit it. But the reason was that I felt deep in my heart, I have to change something. Okay, it's a nice show and I had a lot of fans, but I felt the time was come to make a decision to say, what do you really want, Reini? Which means cleanie on English. What do you really mean, cleanie? What do you really want? Was it in your heart? And I took my time and heard to my heart, and my heart said, Reini, you are a musician. You are a pure musician. So get back to your guitar and write some songs and go back to the studio and go on and check out a new record.
And a question for Thomas Brezina. Are you a musician too?
Nein, leider nicht. Also ich wäre es gerne. Das ist ein Gebiet, das ich noch sehr vermisse in meinem Tätigungsfeld. Ich schreibe, ich designe Kindermode. Jetzt seit neuestem noch. Und würde natürlich gerne auch Kinderlieder schreiben, aber da fehlt mir einfach das Talent dafür. Man kann nicht für alles talentiert sein.
So, can you sing?
Ich fürchte, nein.
But you sometimes sing in your show Am dem Des, is that right?
Das war schon eine Weile her, und das waren klägliche Versuche, wo die ORF-Technik, die Tontechnik, alles Menschenmögliche gemacht hat und mich hat träglich klingen zu lassen, aber eigentlich bin ich kein besonders guter Sänger.
So you're very moderate. So it's good that you're a moderator.
Ja, das finde ich auch, dass ich das bin.
So, Reini, you have a new record out. What's the title of it?
The title of it is
Did you forget it?
No, but the title is
Wie schreibt man eigentlich?
Well, you write it in MMH.
Aha.
The title is Feelings.
Das sagt sehr viel aus eigentlich. Auch.
Sorry, the title is Feelings.
Feelings.
Erfüllungen von was? Von Schaumrollen oder von Topfenkollatschen?
Ah, no, I meant it different.
What you feel in your stomach?
Because the history of the record is that I got back to my roots, that I looked inside myself and found out what is really the pure and the clean. And yes, so I concentrated on my feelings, on my emotions, and that's why I thought, why not call the whole record Feelings.
But you also wrote a book called The Case Breziner. In German is it Der Fall Breziner. It's about Thomas Breziner. We also have him here in the show tonight, and I want to say thank you very much for being here tonight.
Hallo, Thomas, liebe Breziner. Kinder, zu Hause von Fernsehgeräten und auch hier im Studio.
So, Reinhard Fähndrich, what is the content of the book?
Well, it's a quite critical content, because Thomas is a person in the public and shines brightly whole day long, but I found some dark spots. And I would recommend this book to all parents to read it before let their children watch TV.
Ja gut, nur weil ich bei Mutter mal im Gesicht habe, kann ich gleich sagen, dass ich dunkle Flecken in meiner Vergangenheit habe, weil ich immer noch, und so stehe ich auch, da kann ich nichts
dafür. No, Tom. Dark spots in your life means not the dark spots in your face.
You mean it in a metaphoric
yes.
sense?
Yes. I would say the really reason for Thomas' activities with kids is not love to kids, but is that he likes money very much.
Yes. You say Thomas Breziner loves money more than human beings. And
yes.
We want to discuss that in the show this night on FM4 on the frequency on Blue Danube Radio. So would you please stop if I'm talking?
Entschuldigung.
Thank you, Thomas. On Blue Danube Radio, after this show, Project X, it's unfortunately... check it out, show, man. Well... ladies and gentlemen, sorry, it's again me back, Gerald Wattewer, but they call me Gary Wattewin in England and America because they, you know, they like the E and the Y on the ending of the thing. I want to introduce you to our moderator woman this night. It's Janine Schiller. Good evening, Janine. Guten Abend, Gerald, servus. Good evening, Gary. Hey, man, I'm here tonight. Well, Janine, go on, like the way you did before. It was great. Yes, good evening. We have a very nice theme tonight. It's called Children's Fashion. We have Thomas Breziner in the show. Hey, Thomas Breziner.
Hallo, Janine. Schönen guten Abend.
And we have Reinhard Fähndrich, the big songwriter and singer and moderator of the show Heartblade. And... Reinhard, you wrote a book called The Case Breziner, Der Fall Breziner, and we just heard the song of Elvis Presley, and you know, yes. You know the the story why Elvis is called Elvis. You know, when Elvis was born in the hospital, the doctor who took him out of his mother's, so to say, vagina, looked at his watch and said, "Wow, Elf it's, and it's, sorry, he said it's 11, but he talked very fast and was so upset, so he exchanged it's 11 against 11 it's, and because he was very fast and his grandfather was a Russian soldier who worked for the German, German immatriculation of the university, and so they said it in German, Elvis, and so that's the reason why Elvis is called Elvis 1984. So in Reinhard Fähndrich's book Der Fall Breziner, so the translation in German, You accuse Brezina, Reinhard, for many things.
No.
What?
No, Brezina Tom.
Brezina
Tom. Reinhard Kleene is my name.
I know.
In America, they call Gingrich.
You accuse Brezina, then you make nearby, like, you know, so what you do if the sentence has a start but not really, because it's no point at the end. The other thing, which is longer than the point, you comma, you know?
Yes, I know.
Brezina, comma, Reinhard Kleene. So Kleene. What is the accusation, man?
The accusation, man, it's more or less myself, because I accuse him. Accuse is a little bit, maybe let's say, exaggerated, but I just want to say and pay attention public, there is a person who is in the public and who blames and blinks, but it's only a shine. It's in the real truth, it's not so that Thomas has a 100% clean heart or a clean breast.
Das stimmt überhaupt nicht, weil ich
bin
total gern und ich schreibe auch gern Bücher und ich habe schon immer Bücher geschrieben, schon wie ich klein war. Nur hat es damals keiner gekannt. Und die Knickerbockerbande gibt es auch wirklich.
Yes, I'm sure there was a true beginning, but then in the development of his career, as it happens so often, suddenly there was money and money became more important and more important.
Ja,
and then there
nicht.
Was not, the children were not longer the first aim and priority, but money, to get a lot of money and to look for different ways to make as much money as possible.
Ich kenne,
so, Thomas, what does money mean to you?
Money ist eine Abkürzung für Manfred, aber das sagen sie eher in Deutschland, also ich habe da überhaupt keinen Bezug dazu.
Manfred, money, Manfred.
So who is it, money?
Well,
who is it? What is it?
No, it's not, also, as I mean things, it's not a person, but it's the mean with which you can pay things, with which you can purchase different things.
So.
Yeah, no, untrums.
And I'm sure that he quite knows what I mean.
Yes, I'm sure too.
Ich weiß ganz genau, wie gemein er ist, das weiß ich eh. Aber da brauche ich nicht, da muss ich nicht irgendwelche Freunde in den Dreck ziehen, die Manfred heißen, zufällig.
Yes, but what should I have a reason, what should be my reason to say things that are not correct? I mean, I'm very, very successful myself.
Yes, I know, so Reinhard Fendrich is a big name in Austria, so
what should be my motivation?
Ja, so groß ist der Name auch, dann nicht. Ich meine, Reinhard Fendrich zum Beispiel, wenn er heißen wird, Reinhard Eberhard, Herbert, Hubert, Karin, Leuschnowitz von Hubertus Hohenlohe, bis Fenrich, dann wäre es ein langer Name, ein großer von mir aus, ja. Aber Reinhard Fenrich, das kann man abgesehen auf Reine Fene, dann ist es da kurz.
Yes, that's right. So, what do you say to that?
Naja, dass ein Nazis möchte ich nicht unterstellen, aber bitte.
Well, I think he's a clever boy, because now in the radio he tries to drive the attention of other things than himself and the things he has done.
Mm.
Yeah,
let's say his new design.
So let's talk about your fashion.
Yes.
Thomas Brezina.
Yes, bin ich.
Yes.
Ich bin jetzt am Studio gerade zufällig, wenn wir davon reden von mir.
Please, Thomas, describe your new fashion line. It's called Brezlaware.
Yeah.
So what does it look like?
Na, es sind dynamische, junge, aber nicht unbedingt Training, sondern auch einfach zeitlose Kleidungsstücke für junge Leute zwischen 5 und 7. Und da gibt es das Modell Raver Jackson zum Beispiel. Das hat eingebaute Kopfhörer und man kann Kassetten hören drauf. Man kann scratchen auf den Kniescheiben. Und dann gibt es das Modell West Bam 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 Bam. Das sind Windeln für kleine Kinder. Mit Neon Spuren drauf. Das kann man auf dem Raves anziehen. Und dann gibt es auch die Jacke Super Jackson 301. Da sind kleine Taschen drinnen, wo man Kugelschreiber reinstecken kann zum Beispiel. Oder man kann auch Pocahontas Puppen reinstecken, die passen genau in die Brusttasche. Das gefällt den jungen Leuten halt.
So what about the 101 Dalmatians?
Ja, das gibt's auch.
So in which colors? Which are the fashion colors of the year man mode?
Also in erster Linie mal blau, rot, gelb, grün und dann schwarz-weiß auch noch. Und dann die, wir verwenden auch dann die Mischfarben davon. Also wenn man zum Beispiel jetzt mal blau und gelb nimmt, dann kommt grün raus. Und dann von rot und gelb, da haben wir dann orange kreiert. Und dann gibt es Fleischfarben für die Gesichter zum Beispiel. Und wenn man Ritterrüstungen malen möchte, gibt es Gold und Silber und Deckfarben, so weiß.
So, Reinhard Fendrich, in your book, Der Fall Breitner, you found out many things who speak against Thomas Fashionware, Breitnerware. So, what is that? You say this Breitnerware contaminates the children's brain.
Yes. Thomas has a big research staff and department, and what he developed in this department was a certain material that makes children addicted to his garment.
To his garment and in further steps also to his literature.
Ich habe keine Oper geschrieben, die Garment heißt oder so, das war bei anderer.
No, you know what I mean. So, it's a certain material which is not known by name because it's a new and very, very dangerous high-tech product.
Is it the Breitner Addict gear?
It's the Breitner Addict gear, what is widely known as Breitner Addict wear, and this certain kind of material
is a chemical impregnation.
Yes, which goes under the skin directly into the blood veins and comes to the heart, and when it reaches the heart, then you are really addicted, and then it's so that you have to buy new garment within 1 month. And the problem is that the children go to their parents and say, now I want new trousers, I want a new jacket.
But only Breitner as a Breitnerware.
Only, of course, Breitnerware.
Also würde ich mir keine Gedanken darüber machen, wenn andere mit dem auch schöne Töchter.
Yes, so, Janine, what I wanted to say is, you are really looking sharp tonight. Yes. I'm sure you don't need no glasses. But to go on, it's not that only garment is bought. Then they want to have literature, they want to have the books,
they want
maybe
to have
a
video
tape,
cassettes
a video.
Of his TV shows.
And it's, I have to admit that it's a very, very clever strategy, because he makes the young ones addicted to him and they become adults, so they will be consumers all lifelong.
Yes, addiction for a lifetime made by Breitner. What do you say to these accusations, Thomas Breitner? Hey,
naja, ich finde das überhaupt nicht leer und irgendwie vom Rainer, dass er so arg daher redet, weil ich kann mich erinnern, wie der Rainer selber ein Kind war, warum bei mir offen in der Show. Und hat mir in der Pause oft gesagt, bitte kannst du mich gewinnen lassen bei Rot gegen Blau. Und ich habe ihm die Antworten gesagt. Und er hat gesagt, danke du. Ich mache mal ein Lied für dich. Und dann haben wir die Akkorde vorgespielt von AM vom Austria. Und das war im Original AM for Breitner. Und dann hat er, wie er berühmt geworden ist, total umgeändert. Und insofern finde ich es nicht leer, dass er seinen alten Freunden nicht mehr steht. Voll gar rein hat.
So, Rainer, is it right that you thank Thomas your success?
Well, in a part maybe, but at least it's myself who can sing, and it's not Thomas Breitner who made me sing in. He gave me a chance and I used it. But, I'm really a loyal type of guy, and I like all my old friends, but if there are friends who go on the wrong way, then you must have the possibility to say, stop, I go with you, but not further.
So, what I want to say is, people, please don't go on the wrong way, because you could fail to reach your aim. Yes, this was the guitar man from Elvis Presley. And you know why Elvis is called Presley? It's because his parents were married in the year 1986. And his father was Jackson Presley. He is the brother of Michael Jackson Presley, Priscilla Jackson, in Accusation. And that's the theme we have this night. This is Janine Schiller for FM4 Project X on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. I hope you have a good night, and we have on the show a very famous guest. It's Thomas Brettina. Hi and hello.
Hello.
We're talking about this new fashion line, Pretzelwear. And we also have Reinhard Fendrich, the big singer, Reini Fendrich, with his new book, The Case der Fall Brettina.
Hello, Janine. I'm sure you don't need no contact lenses tonight because you are looking pretty sharp.
Yes, I look pretty sharp because
I make compliments.
Yes, you make compliments.
I'm typically Viennese.
Yes,
I think I'm charming.
You're so charming because you are Reini.
Yes.
So your woman must be very glad to be married to you.
Aber your wife. Yes. Ich würde mich sehr gerne zu werden. Wofür soll ich so arg schämen? Weil ich schaue gut aus.
Yes. That's right.
My woman has a heart like a mountain work.
Really?
Yes, a huge heart. And there go wagons and all the things go inside and they can bring blood outside. So the blood veins are really big. Yes, like a mountain work.
Yes. So we have almost done with Brayson at the show tonight and... what I always wanted to know, which is your personal favorite action of the Knickerbocker Band?
Ja, also am besten gefällt mir der eine Trick, wo die Knickerbocker Band zusammen sich trifft, in der großen Pause, die Sabine, der Manfred und der Herbert, und dann beschließen sie, dass sie gemeinsam die Prüfungsfragen stellen aus dem Lehrerzimmer. Und das machen sie so, dass der eine einen Milchbackerl auf den Boden wirft, darauf die Gangaufsicht abgelenkt ist und die anderen beiden hineingehen ins Zimmer und die Fragen rausholen. Das ist was Realistisches, aber hat auch was Spannendes, und da habe ich selber Gänsehaut dabei gehabt, wie ich das geschrieben habe, weil ich es so gefunden habe.
But Tom, I mean, you make joke of things that are really the wrong messages to the Austrian youth. You say, okay, they steal the test questions, but these are the first steps to become thieves, to go to the criminals. I mean, at first, it's maybe the question, the test question, and the next time it's money, and the third time it's maybe a bank robbery.
Yes, that's right.
Entschuldigung, Reini,
aber... You make jokes out of things of which usually you don't make jokes.
Ja, Reini, die Gebrüder Grimm haben auch von Geschwisterbahn geschrieben, die alte Frauen verbrennen im Heizofen und sprich Hex. Und deswegen wirft man ihnen auch nicht vor, dass jetzt junge Leute herumrennen.
Oh yes, I do.
Und jede Frau verbrennen, die einen Besen hat.
Not yes. Every woman, but I do condemn it, because look at the situation now in Germany. There is terrorism, and that's, I'm sure, not at least...
Und das ist sicher nur zu einem Teil auf die Knickerbocker Bande zurückzuführen. Andererseits, die Knickerbocker Bande hat auch einen guten Einfluss auf junge Terroristen, weil sie lehrt zum Beispiel auch Freundschaft und Kameradschaft, solche Sachen, die auch wichtig sind.
Yes, but... if you listen to you, to both of you, you know, I have the impression...
But I'm my own boss.
Yes, I know. I have the impression that you are not really friends anymore. Like you have been
schon.
20 years ago. So yeah, what's the reason for it?
You were the reason is I'm now older. Huh? So it's not possible to be... the same friends as in former days.
Ja, der Reini war früher irgendwie so ein... Wir waren früher gut befreundet und eng befreundet, und der Reini war ein lieber Kerl eigentlich, der mich immer wieder gefragt hat, du, welche Bücher soll ich lesen, bei welchen Gameshows soll ich mitmachen, und kannst mir da und dort helfen. Und dann hat er beschlossen, dass er halt erwachsener wird. Gut, ich bin 12 geblieben, ich stehe dazu auch. Und der Reini hat... Wenn ich ihn jetzt frage, kann man Picker und Tauschen vom Winnetou-Album, dann schaut er mich deppert an. Ja?
Und das so, ist are you sad about that?
Na, ich hab's dir schon gesagt.
good. It's always very important if you have problems with each other, talk about it. Please, listeners of Project X on FM4, you're listening to
Janine. Ich rede gern drüber. Ich habe Probleme auch, also zum Beispiel mit Manfred Müller aus der Klasse. Ja, also der war früher ein total lieber Kerl, dann ist er mit der Navratil zusammengekommen und die war total komisch. Ich meine, die war immer so arrogant schon und er war total anders. Ja, und am Anfang hat er gesagt, ich will es eh nur pudern und so. Und dann hat sich der offensiv verknallt und dann sind sie zusammengeblieben und der ist so, hat sich sowas von verändert. Und dann, ich meine, der ist voll gekommen, wenn du ihn jetzt anrufst und sagst, geh mal weg auf ein Bier, dann sagt er, ja, ich habe keine Zeit, ich möchte ausbleiben, bin jetzt schon so kalt draußen, habe keine Lust zum Weggehen.
Yes, but Thomas, when you say you stopped at the age of 12, then it's not allowed to drink beer.
Yes,
so it's quite usual,
right,
that your former friends is known.
So what is it?
Ja, ich habe ja Schnurrbart, deswegen kriege ich es überall.
Are you at the age of 12 or are you older, like you can see it in your birthday paper, and there you are 86 years old. So what,
ja, gut,
is right?
Ja.
What is right?
Ja, vom Geburtsdatum her bin ich, mag ich vielleicht 86 sein, aber ich fühle mich nachher für 12.
Is just your brain, your mind 12 years old and your body is older?
Es kommt eben darauf an, wie jung man sich fühlt, und ich fühle mich eben wie 12.
Mhm.
So, do you think in the same way as a 12-year-old boy?
Ja, also ich habe immer noch Probleme zum Beispiel beim Subtrahieren und da freue ich mich auch drüber, weil ich stolz drauf bin. Es ist mir vor 15 Jahren passiert einmal, dass ich unabsichtlich Wurzel gezogen habe und habe ich mich sehr gekränkt nach, weil ich mir gedacht habe, das ist für einen 12-Jährigen eigentlich viel zu weit fortgeschritten.
That's right.
Hab mich irre angesoffen, dass ich wieder vergessen habe.
But I don't like to go to the dentist too.
Yes.
Nobody likes
it. Who likes it? Because it sometimes hurts, you know, yes, in your mouth again.
Ja, aber das war nicht dieser Schmerz.
Yes.
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 But pain is, I'm sure pain is a very... very, very important fact in artistic life. I mean, I'm an artist and pain is, I'm sure, one source to be active, to be dynamic and to be productive.
Yes, because you can put energy out of the pain and write songs.
Yes, it's a deep feeling, it's an emotion, a big.
Yes, and you can write songs about very painful impressions.
Yes.
The way it is, how you feel if you a stranger in your own hometown. And one man who did it was Elvis Aaron Presley, the king of rock and roll. Now here on FM4, Project X on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. This is Janine Schiller for FM4.
Meine Damen und Herren, Ladies and Gentlemen, meine Damen und Herren, Ladies and Gentlemen, hi and welcome to Project X on FM4 and Blue Danube Radio, exclamation of well. And my name is Gerald Waltua. Janine Schiller has gone home. She is very tired and has to go to bed because she's a very good looking woman and needs her good looking sleeping. And I wanna have in this show a very special assortment of Generation X complexity, because you know Generation X is the generation which has, you know, which is not really sure which aims she should have, the generation, and so we wanna help you, Generation X, with our show Project X on FM4 on the frequency of Blue Danube Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, hi and welcome to us. Hey, hey.
Freizeit. Leisure Time Tipps.
Wow, wow,
I'm crazy.
Sexy, sexy.
I'm crazy.
Give me some drums.
Welcome to our Fright Set Tips show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gary Watcher, and my guests tonight are Pommel Gokok. Good evening, Pommel.
Hello, good night.
And on your left hand, you have the great guy, Lamok Chakik. Hey, Lamok. Lamok and Pommok. So, what is your tip? Tell us, hey.
Ja, ich habe mir gedacht, das ist sehr schön, ist ab und zu in der Freizeit zum Beispiel, wenn man ein Kartenspiel hat und das auflegt und nachschaut, ob schwarze oder rote Karten zuerst oben auflegen, wenn man sie vorordentlich durchmischt und sich danach fragt und ratet, ja, was wird denn oben liegen, ist der Herzbube oder zum Beispiel das Big Ass oder sowas, ist es schwarz, aber wenn man es da nicht weiß vorher, dann ist es immer sehr überraschend.
And you often played with Lamek, is it right, Lamek?
Yes, it's right. But I have nevertheless another tip for our audience. And the tip is to watch TV, and between the different films there is advertisements, commercials.
Commercials,
and
yes.
If you have a partner with you in front of the television set, you can make out that everyone should say, or you should try to be first to say what the next commercial is about.
What is it about?
Well, it depends on which commercial is on TV.
So, which is on TV?
Right now, I don't know, because I don't watch TV. I'm on a radio show program.
So, what I want to know is, Pommok, what is the color of your eye?
Ja, meine Augenfarbe ist blau. Sie ist vorhanden, diese Art. Deswegen befindet sie sich hier in meinem Gesicht, überhaupt meiner Nase, meine beiden Augen.
What I know is that not just the color of his eye is blue.
Why?
Because he drinks a lot of alcohol.
So you say blue is blue. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a Project X show on the night from Thursday to Friday in the week of the year.
I'm also Thursday.
Ladies and gentlemen, so I wish you have a good night this night, and I just want to say hello to you from the other two projects, main project letters. It's Knutl and Hapel, and you know, my not much ado, it's Gerald Watova, and I wish you sleep well and dream very sweet of sour Gorky's Jackson.